Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2016. The Department of Education's income-driven repayment plans allow federal student loan borrowers to make lower payments over a longer period of time based on their incomes. In 2016, more than 5 million borrowers were taking advantage of these plans, but how much did they cost the government? A team led by Melissa Emery-Aris, a director in GAO's Education Workforce and Income Security team, recently looked at the Department of Education's process for estimating the costs of these plans. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Melissa to talk about what they found.
Your team looked at income-driven repayment plans for federal student loans. What do we know about how much these plans cost the federal government?
That's a really good question, and that was the focus of our study. The Department of Education estimates that the cost for all federal direct loans in these income-driven repayment plans will ultimately be $74 billion. So that's the amount that will not be repaid by the borrowers, and that will be the ultimate cost for the government. And in this report, we looked at how education came up with that number and found that their estimate could be really off. In fact, we found that it could be off by billions of dollars. It could be over or under that number by billions.
So there's definitely some variation in terms of what we know about the cost of these plans. Stepping back a bit, can you explain what these repayment plans are and what are their benefits for borrowers?
Income-driven repayment plans are plans that allow borrowers to pay less each month for a longer period of time. So these plans are particularly helpful for low-income borrowers who may be struggling with their monthly payments, and it extends the period that they pay back their loans from the standard payment period of 10 years to up to 25 years. And at that end point of 25 years, for example, any remaining balances would be forgiven. So it can be very helpful for borrowers. And in fact, over 5 million borrowers are now participating in these plans. And these plans can help them manage their monthly payments as well as potentially reduce their risk of defaulting on their student loans. And we actually did some work prior to this current report that found that the default rates were much lower for borrowers who are in these income-based repayment plans versus those who are in the standard plans.
Let me ask you then, are there steps that education can take to develop more reliable budget estimates for these plans?
Definitely. We're making multiple recommendations in this report to education to do just that. We think that there are many things it can do to improve how it estimates the cost of these plans. And just one example I think is very helpful to illustrate that. For example, we found that they did not account for inflation in their cost estimates. And when we accounted for inflation, we found that the cost for these plans dropped by over $17 billion. So that's just a concrete example of how education can improve how it estimates the cost.
And finally, these plans certainly seem to have benefits for borrowers, but when it comes to the federal budget and taxpayer dollars, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that income-driven repayment plans do hold promise, particularly for helping struggling borrowers. Yet, there can be a significant cost for the government. However, as this report shows, it's really hard to know what that cost will be, especially because the Department of Education's cost estimate may be unreliable. And because of what we found in terms of the weaknesses of its methodology, we are strongly encouraging the department to implement our recommendations to improve how it derives that cost estimate to make sure that the federal government knows how much these plans cost and policymakers can keep that in mind as they move forward.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.